Thank you very much, choir, for that wonderful singing. And yes, it is time to praise the Lord today. And I want to say welcome and good morning to everyone that is in the sanctuary, to our service, and those who are listening over the radio, and those who are listening over the internet. We welcome you. And we also pray that you might experience the love, the power, and the comfort that only God's word can bring. And if you're a visitor, we'd like you to fill out the registration tab. It's attached to the side of your church bulletin. And if you'll please drop it in the offering plate, Pastor Tomlinson would like to thank you for worshiping with us today. You'll also find a outline in today's sermon inside your church bulletin if you'd like to follow along. And the scripture of the month also is in our bulletin. And the scripture says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Ephesians 5:20. What we're going to do now is we're going to continue praising the Lord with our voices, with Bethany Prater at the piano and Victor Lahr leading us in songs.
Great. Thank you, Wayne. Good morning again. Thank you for coming and worshiping with Bethel Baptist Church. I just wanted to just thank everyone for prayers for my mom and Darlene. You know, if you haven't heard, my mom, we went to Atlanta for my brother's 60th birthday, and my mom ended up getting a UTI, and then that infection spread to her blood. So then she had bacteria in her blood. So she kind of had sepsis. So it was kind of touch and go there for a while, but she's on the mend, and Darlene and my mom have to stay in Atlanta until the 20th of November because she has to have antibiotics administered to her through IV, and so they can't leave until that's all done. So continue to pray. I think my mom's in she's getting better, and you know, just pray that Darlene be a witness for the Lord, and I know she will, to my family in Atlanta. So, but everything's okay. I just gotta wait, and hopefully they can fly back so we can all be together for Thanksgiving. So thank you for your prayers. So why don't we start with number 376, Take Time to Be Holy. And I was, as I was reading this title, you know, we can only be holy because Christ is holy, right? So we thank God for that. So why don't we sing the first and the last stanzas of 376, Take Time to Be Holy.
Take time to be holy, speak up with thy Lord, abide in him always, and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children, help those who are weak, forgetting in nothing his blessing to seek.
Verse 4.
Take time to be holy, be calm in thy soul. Each heart and each motive beneath his control. Thus led by his Spirit to fountains of love, thou soon shalt be fitted for service above.
All right, why don't we turn to our second hymn, number 314, I Am Thine, O Lord, number 314, and we'll sing the first and the fourth.
To me, but I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Verse 4. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross a narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
And why don't we open up to our last hymn, number 397, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. Why don't we all rise? And let's sing all three verses of this song. It's a great song. 397, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Verse 2. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Verse 3. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Tomlinson.
Thank you very much. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we look unto you for your divine wisdom and guidance. We look to you to strengthen us and encourage our hearts and our minds towards you, that we would honor you and glorify you and praise you. And we thank you, Lord, for the offering that people lift up as people from within our country and within the world raise up and offer up their lives as a potential sacrifice, not for sin, but for freedom. And we pray, Lord, for your hand of mercy and your hand of grace upon them. And Father, I was reading in the Psalms, and David writes, he says, "Show your marvelous loving kindness, O thou who saves by your right hand them who put their trust in you from those who rise up against them." And so, Father, we pray to see your marvelous loving kindness for the joy that you place within our hearts and minds, that we would seek after you to do your will. And we pray for your Spirit to do a marvelous work in our midst, to draw a people unto yourself, that the people, that those who call themselves by the name of Christ would have a deep longing and thirsting for your presence and for your word, to gather together to learn more of you and learn more from you. And we pray that we would be your faithful witnesses, testifying of the Lord Jesus Christ to family, friends, and neighbors, that you might do a mighty work in our midst of transforming and creating a people unto yourself. And Father, we pray for those that are afflicted with the diseases of this world. For Joe Plicka, we thank you, Lord, that he is here with us today as he's been recovering from a fall, and it's been a little slow, but Lord, you have recovered him and you have strengthened him, and he is here. And we also pray for his son, Pat, who has extensive bone surgery coming up on November 13th, that your healing power and your strengthening spirit would be upon them. And Lord, we have many who are dealing with cancer, Christine Vitune, Jim Floyd, and Lori, that's Darlene's sister-in-law, and Robert, Jen's father-in-law, and the Donna Detweiler family. Lord, we pray for your comforting spirit, your healing power, and for your divine presence in the midst of that terrible disease. And we pray for Martha. She has medical procedures in November, that you would bless her with your strength and with your presence. For Bob Jones, we thank you, Lord, that he has had his knee replacement and he's recovering in Pacific Hills. And we pray, Lord, for us to rejoice with him and for him to be patient, to wait upon you. And I know many of us, when we're dealing with doctors and hospitals, we just can't wait to get home. But Lord, I pray for your patience and your spirit to be upon him. We pray for Jerry Kamalar, who knee surgery replacement and two hip replacement surgeries. Lord, we don't have the dates for those, but we pray for your grace and your mercy upon her and strengthen her. And Lord, for those who are expecting, Lord, we pray for Trish Concha, expecting a girl in February, Amanda Daly, expecting in January, Jocelyn Hunter, expecting a girl in November, and our other friend, Esther Palais, also expecting, Lord. We pray for these families to be raised up in the fear and the love and the admonition of the Lord, that the Lord Jesus Christ would be manifested through them. Father, we pray for Craig Miller, having severe leg and foot pain, that you would strengthen his body. And for Philomena Laurel with a blood infection. In Atlanta with Darlene, I pray for your healing and for your ability to restore both of them back here with us. Father, we pray for your wisdom, for those that seek your guidance and your direction. For Bethel, as we try to figure out what you would have us to build here, that we would have one facility, pulling everything together in one place, that we could do the things that we need to do in service and worship to you. And Father, we pray for the Prater family, that you would bless them with a place that is within our area that they can afford and that would be a blessing and an encouragement to them. And Father, we pray for those that are in these wildfires, one down in LA area, the one up in Paradise, that is, many people have died and many people are cut off and many people have lost everything. Lord, I pray that they would understand that if they have you, that they have not lost anything ultimately. And so, Lord, we pray for them to know you and for them to rejoice in your presence. Lord, we pray for those missionaries that we have throughout this world, for Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Spain, Eusebia Marixa Perez also in Spain, Giovanni and Barbara of Andaño in Guatemala, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Informed Choices ministering among women in San Martin, Morgan Hill, and Gilroy, and Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe, and Fred and Carol Lewis of the Worldview Center in Portland. We pray for your hand of blessing upon them to encourage them to testify of Christ in a way that transforms the lives of people. And we pray, Lord, for this offering to be used for your honor and your glory to build up the kingdom of God here at Bethel. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Choir for that wonderful singing, all those battle hymns and recognizing our veterans. And we want to thank Bethany for the offertory today. She has learned everything I have taught her and more. But anyway, it's good to see everybody here and with a smile on your face. You know, as Christians, we're the happiest people in the world. And that's why we're here, to give thanks and worship and praise to our Lord. And thinking of the military day tomorrow, I think a lot of times about Jesus Christ, you know, the greatest soldier that ever walked upon this earth, who came and defeated death and Satan, our enemy, so we can all be together with him in heaven. Now we're going to be turning in our scriptures. Pastor is going to be teaching today from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. That's a Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. And if we'll please stand for the reading of God's word. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, we will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understandings, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is any praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Amen. Let us have a word of prayer now. Our Father, who art in heaven, we come to you in the name of our High Priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we've all come and assembled ourselves together to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we come to offer you the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving for what you have done for all of mankind in the past, in the present, and what you're going to do in the future. And Father, may the Holy Spirit, our teacher, teach us what we need to know by the Spirit's power. Cause us to be obedient to your word. Father, those who are still in darkness, those who are lost, may today the Holy Spirit convict them and shed the light of that Spirit in their hearts, that grace, so they also can be saved. And their eyes will be opened to the truth, so they may serve you. And again, Father, bless all who are in our sanctuary, all those who are listening over the radio and the internet, and our pastor, a great servant and man of God, Greg Tomlinson. In Jesus' name, amen.